Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Unbelievable scenes. This is a special edition for Your Scenes Fire American Soccer Show. FIFA president, who was just re-elected a couple of days ago, has decided to step down. Why? I'm not going to be professional about it. I'm not going to tell you professionally how what the real reasons are. I'll be basically blunt. The bastard knew his ass was on fire. And I'm not talking about farting in his bed. Sepp Blatter, the president of FIFA, has said he will step down once the Congress will have elections. But the man is done. The man is gone. The man is ready to step down and say, yes, the FBI is hot on my trail, and I am ready to say goodbye to FIFA. Ladies and gentlemen, this is absolutely extraordinary what's going to happen here, and I am just absolutely stunned that Mr. Blatter, Mr. Sepp Blatter, has decided to call it quits on this interesting Tuesday, June 2nd. You heard me last night with my guests, Mario C. Svantos, the former Queens District Attorney in New York, Ian Joy, Nathan Carr, Carter Krishnire, Robert Hay, Earl Reed, talking about all of this corruption that's been happening under our noses on U.S. soil, CONCACAF soil, FIFA, everything, and now it looks like the chickens have finally come home to roost. Courtesy of Fox Sports and Fox Soccer Online, here is the transcript, because we're going to have Carter Krishnire on in about 7 minutes to discuss all this. Here is what was said by FIFA President Sepp Blatter. I have been reflecting deeply about my presidency and about the 40 years in which my life has been inextricably bound to FIFA and the great support of football. I cherish FIFA more than anything, and I want to do only what is best for FIFA and for football. I felt compelled to stand for re-election, as I believed that this was the best thing for the organization. That election is over, but FIFA's challenges are not. FIFA needs a profound overhaul. While I have a mandate from the membership of FIFA, I do not feel that I have a mandate from the entire world of football. The fans, the players, the clubs, the people who live, breathe, and love football as much as we all do at FIFA. Therefore, I have decided to lay down my mandate at an extraordinary elective Congress. I will continue to exercise my functions as FIFA president until that election. The next ordinary FIFA Congress will take place on the 13th of May of 2016 in Mexico City. This would create unnecessary delay, and I will urge the executive committee to organize an extraordinary Congress for the election of my successor at the earliest opportunity. This will need to be done in line with FIFA's statutes, and we must allow enough time for the best candidates to present themselves and to campaign. Since I shall not be a candidate and am therefore now free from the constraints that elections inevitably impose, I shall be able to focus on driving far-reaching fundamental reforms that transcend our previous efforts. For years, we have worked hard to put in place administrative reforms, but it is plain to me that while these must continue, they are not enough. The executive committee includes representatives of confederations over whom we have no control, but for whose actions FIFA is held responsible. We need deep-rooted structure change, structural change. The size of the executive committee must be reduced, and its members should be elected through the FIFA Congress. the integrity checks for all, for all executive committee members must be organized centrally through FIFA and not through the confederations. We need term limits, not only for the president, but for all members of the executive committee. I have fought for these changes before. Yeah, right. And as everyone knows, my efforts have been blocked. Oh, sure they have. This time I will succeed. I cannot do this alone. I have asked Domenico Scala to oversee the introduction and implementation of these and other measures. Mr. Scala is the independent chairman of our Audit and Compliance Committee, elected by the FIFA Congress. He is also the chairman of the Ad HOC Electoral Committee, and as such, he will oversee the election of my successor. Mr. Scala enjoys the confidence of a wide range of constituents within the within and outside of FIFA, and has all the knowledge and experience necessary to help tackle these major reforms. It is my deep care for FIFA and its interests, which I hold very dear, that has led me to take the decision. I would like to thank those who have always supported me in a constructive and loyal manner as president of FIFA, and who have done so much for the game that we all love. What matters to me more than anything is that when all this is over, football is the winner. Well, Sepp Blatter, football is truly the winner now. Why? Because you will be stepping down. You will be gone from running this organization that you have ruined, that you have allowed this corruption to continue on, from João Havelange to you, and allowing your friends, your buddies, your, oh, shall we say it, cohorts, rogues, all in cahoots, because all you cared about, not just the power, sir, not just the power, you wanted more fun stuff, cash, greed. Isn't it amazing? FIFA president Sepp Blatter, one little mistake, that $10 million kickback, $10 million kickback that you asked your general secretary, Mr. Jerome Volke, to handle all of this. My God, it's amazing to see what happens when finally someone slips. Someone got careless. Someone got absolutely careless. And finally, sir, you got caught. Joining me now, Carter Krishnire, World Soccer Talk, the former NASL Communications Director. Kartik, this is a shocking development. I cannot believe that this has happened. The Swiss pimple has been popped. He's stepping down until the next FIFA Extraordinary Congress.
Yeah, I think the critical piece of evidence was that letter from the South African Football Federation regarding what we believe is the $10 million that seems to have ended up with Jack Warner, but Jerome Valka was aware of that $10 million. That is a little too close to home for Blatter. At that point yesterday, when the New York Times reported on that, I said, wow, the noose is tightening. Still extraordinary what happened today. Did not expect this. Did not think it would happen. Now it's important that we get the right person in there. I'm concerned that there'll be a candidate from the Blatter School, from one of the confederations that have engaged in this sort of corruption. So let's see what happens. It appears Prince Ali has just put out a statement that he will stand again. So he's certainly a reformer. There's talk Platini will stand. Let's see if we get some other big names. Now, one person who cannot stand, of course, is Jeffrey Webb, who was thought to be potentially a successor to Blatter. He has been banned from all football-related activities for his involvement in this scandal and the indictment he faces now in the United States.
Absolutely. And I think right now, Kartik, Jeffrey Webb, not only is he not going to be able to stand for FIFA, he's not going to be able to re-stand for CONCACAF. And while the show was going on yesterday, Kardik, obviously the CONCACAF Champions League draw was being done in Miami. You wonder, of course, Jürgen Mienke, the communications director for CONCACAF, it must have been not an easy draw to perform because of everything that happened within CONCACAF, the Jeffrey Webb signs, as well as Eduardo Lee, the Costa Rican Football Federation president, are in jail right now. It's just unbelievable what has been going on, what's been transpiring. All of a sudden, today, once again, the surprise news is that Sepp Blatter has stepped down. He will remain in this 1 year as FIFA president until there's a re-election that Prince Ali Al-Hussein can now campaign. Maybe, who knows, maybe Luis Figo might come back and try again. We don't know. Maybe we lost Kardik there.
Yeah, any number of candidates might seek this. I think we'll hear a lot of speculation in the next week or two. Although events are moving so quickly, things are so fluid, a week is an eternity right now. Remember, it was just 6 days ago that the arrests and the pre-dawn raids took place. The arrests in Zurich and the pre-dawn raids in Miami and New York took place. So that's we're not that far removed from that.
No, we're not. We're definitely not far removed from that. I mean, my God, this whole thing got started early Wednesday morning here on the East Coast. A very, very popular and very, very chic Zurich hotel had all these FIFA members in their hotel rooms. The Swiss government police knocks on the doors. They have the keys to every FIFA executive committee member's hotel room key, and they raided the hotel bed sheets. And by the way, nicely pressed and nicely cleaned bed sheets, by the way, to block these faces of every single FIFA executive committee member. Leading to the cars, Sepp Blatter not indicted. He does get reelected on Friday, last Friday, and then all of a sudden, as we are talking about everything that's been going on with FIFA yesterday, this afternoon again, Sepp Blatter with the news he's stepping down. I mean, my God, Kardik, there's just so much turmoil now coming to FIFA that it, you know, this day was never ever thought it was ever going to come.
Yeah, I mean, I was already thinking, okay, you'll be David Junoa is going to stand also, obviously former French great footballer, Newcastle United, Tottenham player. I was thinking, okay, so he's 79, he'll be 83 at the end of his term, then he could run again. I was already thinking, my gosh, he's going to, if he lives as long as João Havelange has lived, João Havelange is close to 100 years old now, that, my gosh, Blatter could be in until he's 90. He might even be still the president of FIFA when Qatar 2022 rolls around. He will certainly be the president when the bidding for 2026 turns around. But things change rather quickly. And I think that letter and the New York Times report, the South African letter, I think that had a big impact on it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I really believe that letter from the South American Confederation with that $10 million, that was the big piece that I think Blatter knew that his time was up, because obviously when you, like we said, Jerome Valka was not indicted. He is not under arrest. He was probably doing under orders from Sepp Blatter to handle this $10 million transfer because of the South African World Cup that we had in 2010. That's the whole thing. You know, South African Football Confederation said, no, that's not our money. That's all FIFA now. And now we're seeing that making the wheels turn, Kardik, making everyone squirmy. I mean, wow. you just never thought you were ever going to see something like this ever happen with Blatter, and it's finally coming through. If you're watching ESPN, obviously, you know, Bob Lee, the great paper ripper, your supposed tickets to vote for the presidency. And now it looks like, now we don't know who's going to take over temporarily. I'm looking through Twitter, Kardec, maybe Issa Hayatu, who's a who has not been arrested, obviously, this time around. He might be acting president. You never know until you get the voting done. If Blatter doesn't do anything, he is a vice president of FIFA. He's the head of the African Football Confederation, the Confederation of African Nations Football. So we'll see what happens, who's going to take over. But I'm telling you right now, Kardec, right now, this is a great day. This is a great day for you, for me, for everyone that loves the sport, that plays the sport, that covers the sport. I've said that, you know, they keep saying football's for the people, and I've said, and it's not that anymore. Football is for Blatter. Now I think football is coming back to the people.
Yeah, I completely agree. This is a great day for all of us, and I think the situation is that we are seeing what I think is potentially a sea change from FIFA sponsors also. I think that there was a lot of pressure to bear from FIFA sponsors, and that ended up having having an impact on all of this.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's just a wonderful day. Of course, you know, if you watch ESPN, the biggest, the outside of Bob Lee, and I mean, we all know what, you know, Shaka Hislop, how he feels about Captain Jack Warner. And I still can't believe Warner, you know, guys, I mean, forget about him quoting The Onion, okay? Forget about the whole thing. That he posts on his video blog about what The Onion wrote. The point is that the man's expression has never changed. It has never, ever changed. The man still has that same look of, I am innocent of all these charges. I have never, ever been involved in any corruption. And even if I am no longer in FIFA, they still want to tag me. And you know what? The truth is that the trail never gets cold, Jack. The trail never gets cold. And that is why you are still a part of this great big mess. Because Jack Warner continues to get the megaphone walking down the streets on the island of Trinidad and Tobago, and he still tells everyone, look at me. Look at all the corruption I've done, and you can't touch me. Well, you're getting touched, Jack. That's the truth, Kardec.
Yeah, he certainly is. There are extradition treaties between the United States and just about all these countries. And while there is a process, chances are justice will prevail in the very near future. Unfortunately, I've got to jump to another program right now, Daniel. But it's
That's
great
fine.
Chatting with you, and we'll chat real soon. And obviously, Friday night Friday midday. You and I have got the Battlecast,
yes,
which you might want to
yes
promote.
Absolutely. Carter Kushner and I will be doing on Rabble.tv, we'll be doing a Rabblecast on USA at Netherlands Friendly, which will be, you know, it should be a great time. And we'll probably talk more about what's been going on with this whole FIFA presidency, Sepp Blatter stepping down and everything. Carter, thank you so much. I'll talk to you next time. I'll talk to you on Friday afternoon. Take
great
care.
Thanks, Daniel. Thank you, Daniel.
And that's Carter Kushner, ladies and gentlemen, from World Soccer Talk, of course, the former communications officer of the North American Soccer League. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a wonderful day. This is an absolutely wonderful day. If you are a fan of this game, if you are a big-time fan of football, soccer, this is a glorious day for you right now. This is a glorious day because this is the start, okay? Like this whole investigation started a week ago in Zurich, Switzerland, to continue on. This is a glorious day. If you believe that our game, the world's game, It's coming back to us. The world's game is coming back to us. And it's wonderful. It's brilliant. It's an absolutely wonderful thing to see. Why? Because everything is finally becoming and going to be right with the world. Besides that whole $10 million situation, was UEFA really going to stand up and say, we are going to leave FIFA? You know what that means? 53, 54 nations leaving the biggest organized professional sports organization in the world. It's just, I mean, you never thought this day was going to happen. We all thought 4 more years, 5 more years of this stupidity of FIFA and bladder, and what happens now? Now it's all gone. Now everything is going to be absolutely gravy from here on out. And, you know, it's been really, really, really interesting who the next president is going to be for FIFA. Now, once again, Clark has already said Prince Ali Al Hussein, Prince of Jordan, will attempt another campaign to take over as president of FIFA. Maybe Luis Figo might decide to make a return to campaign. Maybe we'll have more candidates. Maybe Michel Platini will attempt to campaign as president of FIFA. Of course, he is the UEFA president right now. CONCACAF. Now, I'm not saying this is going to happen. This is only speculation, only speculation. Maybe Sunil Gulati might attempt to run as FIFA president. We don't know if he wants to leave as the head of the U.S. Soccer Federation, but let me tell you something right now. It's just an interesting turn of events, what has happened within a full week. Or will Grant Wall bring back his attempted campaign as FIFA president? Will he attempt it? We don't know. I'm only joking, of course. I don't know if Grant's going to do that. But you know what? Anyone right now that is not a member of Sepp Blatter's cast of rogues that are going to attempt to take big chair in the House of Football. But I will say this. Change has now happened. It started rolling at the raid in the hotel. It might have been the necessary evil for Blatter to win his re-election, because you felt, okay, he's back up there. He's going to get tagged. He's going to get hit. And you know what? This is the whole start of it now, the continuation of Blatter. And now he's going to resign after this year. This one-year rotation of him being FIFA president, so May of 2016, that is absolutely huge. That is absolutely large to see Sepp Blatter. To see him go, to see him leave like this, it's just unbelievable. what can happen when you make one slip? When you make one slip. It's glorious. Sooner or later, bladder was going to slip. It's absolutely fantastic. I love it. I know you love it. The man is stepping down. The Swiss pimple has been popped. He is gone. From Prince Ali bin al-Hussein, I think that it is the right move from Sepp Blatter, and I think we have to look to the future. I am at the disposal of all the national associations who want a change. And that is from on ESPN right now. They took a quote from Prince Ali Prince Ali bin al-Hussein, the president of the Jordanian Football Federation. You know, I am very glad to see him coming back and for him to basically say, I will come back and I will run, and I, if you choose him as president of FIFA, change will happen. I understand the smaller nations need help. I understand the smaller nations, the football federations, they need help financially. We all understand that. I don't think that will ever change. But the point is that the change of the corruption needed to be taken care of, needed to be removed, needed to be erased. And right now, this is a positive, positive moment. This is a positive moment for FIFA. This is a positive moment for our sport, the sport that we love. And once again, you're not going to see Jeffrey Webb contesting anything in FIFA or contesting anything in CONCACAF ever again. It's such a shame, because this was a man who probably had my vote, if I had a vote, to take over as FIFA president if Sepp Blatter was going to step down or not engage in a sixth term. And you know what? That moment is gone, and it's a shame. Because obviously, everything is now changing. Everything is now starting to feel like you can breathe again. You can take a deep breath. You can say to yourself right now, it's all coming to an end. It's all coming to an end. Quickly. Like I have said in the past, I don't think Russia is going to lose the World Cup for 2018. It's already rolling. It's already underway with the work with qualifying in about a couple of days. I believe June 8th, the second round of CONCACAF World Cup qualifying will begin. The second round of Asian World Cup qualifying has already commenced with already that one match a couple of days ago. With Thailand. But 2022 is in deep trouble. 2022, Qatar is in big, big, deep trouble, and it's going to be messy. And you know what? Good. Because Qatar never, ever deserved to host a World Cup the way, not only because of their summer heat, forcing the World Cup to change in the wintertime, but of course the human rights violations with the labor laws, of international labor laws, I should say. So go ahead, ladies and gentlemen, listen to ESPN, listen to whoever you want, because I'm telling you right now, it feels so good. It feels so good to see common sense finally showing up. Thank you to Carter Krishnayar for this breaking news show. I will talk to you guys on Rabble TV with Carter Krishnayar tomorrow on Friday afternoon. Thank you. Bye-bye. And you can really now enjoy your football. Bye-bye, everybody.